With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Full 20-day fiancé.
Hello. Do you have an important meeting or appointment to get to, but you have just smoked an entire blunt to the face in your car right before, and you're worried about how you smell and also what generally the smell experience will be like near somebody just breathing in and out after putting all that through your lungs?
Also, yes.
Well, guess what? Your miracle cure is here with Smoke Away, my one-time pill. Well, it's one time every time you smoke. You take the pill, and it will neutralize all your weed breath. So any exhalation you had, someone's not going to be like, whoa, that's a loud exhalate. That's, turn it down, friend. It will be completely neutral, and it won't make it overly minty to make it seem like you're trying to cover something up. Now, what do you do about the odor? That's not obviously internal, but on your clothes, that you're going to use Febreze. So I know you can use that for that part. The other part is the pill that you take for your breath. And that part is dope as fuck. So
are you partnered with Febreze?
I don't understand the. Can you repeat that? Am I?
I just feel like they've sent you several cease and desist letters.
No.
But you keep bringing them up like you guys are partnered.
I don't recall. I mean, there was a viral image with my product that did have a Febreze logo on it.
Yeah, and I believe it was on your Instagram.
Well, and as I said before, I was hacked. And I think the hackers did that just despicable piece of viral marketing. But I don't want to hide the shame of being hacked, so I leave that on me.
Hackers love to hack somebody and then on their behalf,
mm-hmm.
like, what's the most nefarious thing you think they could do?
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so yes, that's me. Thank you so much for having me. I got so lost in just kind of soothing myself with
just
that
pitching.
Idea. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm Sophia Alexandra.
What's the name of your business again?
This is Smoke Gone. What did I say? Smoke Out?
Exactly.
No smoke? Smoked Out?
That's a 420 bone.
Nah. I mean, nah. Don't do that to me, algorithm. Hold on now. Yeah, all right. I think I fucked that one up. Anyway, I'm sorry. Who are you?
Who am I indeed?
Who am I?
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever wanted to spray your clothes with a spray
mm-hmm.
to make the weed smell fade away?
Ah, yeah.
Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We at Zabrief got you. Zabrief is a brand new.
Okay.
It's a brand new fragrance destination. And as we say in Zabrief world. You can't get too high I mean, you can get too high if we're nearby. The brief.
Wow.
That's the sound of us spraying the Zabrief.
Zabrief. Odors out, freshness in. Go on, breathe happy. Wait, that's, Your Honor, that's the entire tagline for Febreze. No, this is Zabrief. Shout out Zabrief, honestly. What are the scents that you offer for Zabrief?
This doesn't smell like weed is our number one bestseller.
Called This Doesn't Smell Like Weed, officer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the number two bestseller is, for real, This Doesn't Smell Like Weed. And the number three bestseller is, officer, I already said, it is not weed. So those are our top three, I'd have to say. I am Miles Gray.
This one's called, officer, didn't we go to high school together? That's how strong that one is.
And the next one is, officer, how do you feel about cleavage?
Oh, no. Slowly turns it. Hold on. When you actually line up all the scents of Zabrief, it reads out loud as like a porno. But anyway, that's an Easter egg for all the people collecting the bottles at home.
Whatever you want to do with Zabrief on your own time,
that's time on you. Is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, welcome to this show. Not just a round table for fantastic ideas to be exchanged, but actually a fantastic podcast known as 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Season what?
87.
Episode
2.
Okay, you said 87?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. You want to subtract about 78 from that.
Okay.
And
so I was close.
Yes, you are. You were.
Thank you.
You were. Season 9, episode 2, title, go, boom. I know you know this part because it's good. It was punny.
Okay. It's called.
You really didn't write this down?
White Serbian girl, red carpet.
Oh.
Is that good?
Blue balls.
Oh, I got it right with the color. That's pretty tight.
It's not called blue balls.
Okay, whatever. About? Red.
I was
blue,
going off your red, white, and blue theme. You didn't. You were just. You had white and red, and I was hitting you with the blue. Anyway, it's called Home Sweet Hoax.
Oh, it's not called blue balls. Okay.
Episode 2: Blue Balls.
That's just.
Followed by episode 3: Pre-cum really got you caught up, didn't it? I didn't think
followed
so,
by episode 4, fuck these hoes.
Fuck these hoes. Followed by episode 5, I don't know who that is. All right. Our first couple. And this, we have a lot to say about this because this is the strange one. Bilal and Shida.
Well, this is. This is the relationship no one saw coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because. We didn't know that the amount of fakery that this man was willing to perpetrate on this unsuspecting woman that had only known him for 7 days included like a whole ass like fake van that he specifically had like messy inside.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't understand. That's not even about you like testing to see if she likes like rich stuff.
So
that's like you testing to see if she likes a nasty car when you meet someone for the first time.
You know what's funny? My dusty ass Honda Prelude used to look like that. And I never cleaned it. I was on some shit. I was like, I don't have the energy to pretend this shit isn't going to look exactly like this in 3 minutes.
Look at my car right now. I'm not a do nothing bitch.
Yo, I have a ball pit in the fucking footwell of the passenger seat, a ball well of empty cans and bottles. Just for your kicking pleasure. It's like,
I have so many outfits that I could just wear.
Right.
That are in my car.
Yeah. Woo. So this guy, he has his sister really helping him out. He's about to leave the house and his sister should have kept him from doing this shit. But anyway, she sends him off. She's like, good luck. And off he goes in his poor people's van. And his whole thing is like, you know, she said she's a ride or die, you know, so I really want to test that out. Okay.
So now I'm about to pretend I'm dying. Ready, team?
Let me guess, Shida, you down to die of exposure from living in this van in the dead of winter? Maybe is that where you're at? They only spent 7 days together physically. Let's not forget this part. Only 1 week.
Since you looked at me.
Yeah.
2 days since I brought my Louis V.
So they're together.
Why would you bring Louis Vuitton luggage?
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Expensive ass watches.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Belts.
There's so many things to point out on our way to this point. And I know exactly what you mean. We're going to get to all the duplicity. He gets there, right? He's waiting for her. Down from the escalator, he sees a woman wearing a hijab and holding a Trinidadian flag. And he's like, is that her? Sir, I think you know it's her. Now go run after her and have your real low energy reunion. That was like the way they embraced each other from their low energy reunion. It reminded me of like in the era when I like hooked up with somebody, but there was only AOL to stay connected, like made out with somebody and then saw them years later. And we're kind of like, I know we like kissed when we were like 14. Am I like your boyfriend? It's like weird. Like stupid kid energy. That's how I felt watching them embrace each other.
Your hands like don't know how to make a shape all of a sudden. You're like, is this right?
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
How do people hug? Is this it?
Oh my God. So oh hey.
You're like doing an eagle. People are like, no, that's not how you hug. Why would you think that?
Oh man, so good to see you. And I don't know if like deep down he was like, oh man, I'm so excited to fuck with you. Like, and he was like, Gotta play it cool, because you're about to pull this old dad trick on this lady.
Okay, I thought maybe the only reason that he wasn't more effusive is he was afraid he was going to get a boner.
Okay. That's a boner just from, okay. I mean, look, to each their own. You know, we all have different things that, you know, get us going. And if
I mean, he brought an engagement ring just in case he was going to propose to someone before he met them. And
right.
Then when he proposed to them, it was while he had met them for a whole week. So
right.
What I'm saying is, I think this dude could definitely get a boner from a hug.
So they go, she's saying, I can't wait to see his home and his car. And they get to the van, her face drops. Because again, this guy's running a fucking psyop on her to find out, you know, she's really loyal or whatever. She's in it for the right reason. Her face drops.
That's not
she's
even how you like, properly Dark Phoenix someone.
That's called
not even how you do
the most
it.
Cynical You're... manipulation. Like, and it's
yes.
such like fucking, I don't know, like it's like the most violent kind of sloppy manipulation. Just to be like, I'm gonna fucking completely destroy this person's like mental depiction of who I am, what this is, what her life is, and then I'm going to pick up the pieces and be the hero. It's like, nah, that's not how it works. So they get in the van. She's like, babe, what the fuck is this? She's like,
it looks like Sanford and Son.
Looking like Sanford and Son. It was like, I mean, yeah. I love that. Look, honestly, I got to give it up, Shida. You know, we love
that's a classic television bone.
Classic ref bone for that one. And she's like, man, putting my shit like amongst the trash with your weird fucking play van. And, you know, she says that he's been so secretive, right? Like not really talking about stuff. The only thing she knows is like social media and like what she's seen when he was there. So this shit must make, again, from her perspective, without knowing anything. First of all, dude, this is what's happening. This makes you look so fucking bad. If this is the case, just so you know, if you're trying to test her loyalty, you've done a lot of damage right now. Because the first thing is you've already presented a fake version of yourself to her. Whether or not she cares is one thing. But what is clear based on this is you're living on Front Street. Okay. So then,
also, how did he plan the whole like van fiasco? Did he like try to park next to that Chevy or whatever to be like, oh, it looks like I'm going to lead you to this? Whatever this is, that instead I'm leading you to the van.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what he was doing? Did he park there deliberately? Because he was specifically trying to gesture like he was going to the Chevy. And she was like, I thought this was your car. It's like she didn't seem materialistic.
Yeah.
It's not like she was like, I thought the Rolls was yours or some shit.
Yeah. She's like, I just thought this not van was the car. And he was using like the body language to be like, is this my driver's side or the passenger side of this van you're about to get into?
It is.
Okay, Jokic with the body fake. Like, what are you fucking talking about
here? This isn't even how, I'm sorry, if you're going to be some sort of dipshit that does a weird ass test, which I do not recommend
euphemism,
or endorse.
Dipshit is used so euphemistically there. Yeah. Mental terrorist.
But if you are going to be that type of piece of shit, how about you actually design a proper experiment?
Right.
Where it's just the same van, but it's clean and it looks like you take care of it. Hmm. How about you still take her to the mom's place, but there's not holes in the ceiling that whole rodents could get through.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe you could be like, oh, does she just want somewhere that feels secure and clean?
Or is she a
gold digging bitch? Like, right. If that is what the experiment you're trying to design is, you're not even doing it right.
Oh, you one of these roof over your head type motherfuckers.
For real. He's like, oh, you spoiled. Or you used to know ventilation that wasn't meant to be ventilation in this building.
Oh, okay. So you think a little bit of fiberglass in your lungs is bad. Okay, I see what's going on here. So when they're, first of all, I'm like, if you're so concerned, just sign up, get a prenup. Just make it legally protect yourself if you really think it's that bad. Otherwise, don't waste people's fucking time with this bullshit. Then I like in the thing when she's kind of like, look, I'm not going to lie. You know, you kind of lost points with like your energy here. There's a lot of confusion. You're like, well, yeah, you know, you also lost points. So, okay, fine. They get to the house. He mentions that he's surprised by her reactions. And again, you have been like mentally projecting Gold Digger. So I wonder what happened that. What again, I'm not sure what the fuck is it. He's like, you know, I wanted to bring her for multiple reasons. Number one, it's a joke. Okay. Number two, it's a psychological operation to try and find out your true nature while also revealing my duplicitous self-centered nature. Okay. That's part two. So, she pulls up saying this house is from the 1800s. At this point, I'm like, yeah, okay.
I can't be mad at her for being like shady about the shit because of how fucking shady he is.
No.
And also, let's be honest, dude. Okay. She's left her entire life and is considering marrying you and tying her life forever to yours.
Right.
So she wanted just a little bit of security and not to feel like now she has to make money to save money to fix your roof. And it's not that she wouldn't do that. It's just she wishes that she knew that while you were stunting with your fucking Louis V shit.
So look, he rolls this whole plan out perfectly. He's like, he wants everything to be unbearable, right? He's really leaning into this shit. When they get to the house, and he's no bullshit. He's doing it like a dumbass Cribs tour. And just as I was saying that, he got to the bedroom and he's like, and this is where the magic happens behind these like wooden thin closet doors where we will come in silence as to not awake the ghosts of this.
Yeah,
home.
For sure. It looked like his mom's bed.
And it had like a padlock on the outside, but I guess maybe depending on like however that room was split up, then maybe that's someone's room. They're in there. She's looking around. She's like,
makes you feel secure. You've known a dude for a week. You come over. He's like, this is where the magic happens.
Oh yeah. Why?
And you're like, why does it lock from the outside?
Yeah. And why is there like blood on the inside? Like all like smeared on the door. Oh, I don't know. Right. It's been, I just had a weird dream. I think that's probably what's going on.
What are the women's clothes hanging in the closet that are of a lot of different sizes and styles?
There's clothes? Oh, I don't know. Maybe you should be grateful that there is such a vast, diverse wardrobe at your disposal, madame. Maybe you should think about that instead of being like, who's this woman's ID? Didn't I read a story about this on the news 3 years ago about how she was missing? Come on now. Please. So, again, his whole thing was, we see this like lesson thing happening. The only thing I kept thinking was like Arrested Development. I'm like, he's trying to George Bluth her with these lessons, you know, and that's, they don't help. Look at what it did to all them Bluth kids. They're all fucked up and they didn't do shit. So,
and that's why you don't run on a boat.
Right. That's why you always leave a note.
If only someone had left a note.
Could you imagine he pays that dude, some dude with one arm, to come through to the house and like the arm falls off. He's like, ah, you a gold digger, huh? That's the problem. She's like, oh my God, I didn't mean for any of this.
And that's why you always only let a man gaslight you into a different living situation.
Yeah. That's why I see the house before you're gaslit. Okay. If he's doing it this early, uh-oh, there's trouble ahead. Now, they sit down in the house and she's like, look, I got to be honest, man. This is some shit. You pulled up in a panel van. Okay. And then he starts fucking getting on his high horse. He's like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. Did I miss the part in the Quran that said, you need a mansion? Hold the fuck.
I wrote that down.
Are you serious? Like, you know what happened? Because he's fucking up so bad, right? That I think we can already know. Hello? What? Episode 2? You're trying to use the Quran as like a cudgel in your psyop?
Please do not bring Muhammad and his holiness into your oppression of this woman.
Exactly.
You just met.
Unless it says, unless we're talking about Muhammad with the six pack, who we'll get to later in the episode, then sure. But this whole thing, he keeps going down with this shit. He's doubling down more and more and more. And he's basically like, you need to be okay with this. Okay. Like, this is what it is. Okay. It's fucked up and you need to fucking like it. And all right. Again, to her, she's looking at this like, this guy has completely deceived me. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing here with this person. Like, they're suddenly getting angry with me that I'm pointing out some like inconsistencies in who I believe this person to be. And now she is totally fully repulsed. And his only out now, every time I'm like, bro, you got to pull the plug, man. You're in too deep now. Don't go deeper. Pull the fucking plug. Apologize profusely. That's all, the only hand you fucking have. But he's doing that like shitty open mic dude stand-up comedian thing, which is you tell the joke and everyone's like, ooh. And you're like, oh, wow, you didn't like that. And you just double down on it. And everyone's
Then you accuse the audience. You're like, oh, I guess you guys don't like truth.
Oh, wow. I guess the Quran didn't tell you about, like, yo, don't, no, sir. Boo. That's where he's at.
As soon as he gets in trouble, he starts getting shittier. And he's like, you need to fix the ceiling. And he's like, you need to. I think she's like, there are a lot of things around here that need fixing. And he's like, there are a lot of things about your attitude that need fixing.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. You need to. I was like, dude, you're fucking up so bad. Every time I was like, he has no idea the damage he is doing right now. He honestly thinks in the back of his mind, when I fucking say, ha ha, just kidding, I have money, maybe, or I'm in terrible debt, TBD, then everything will be forgiven. Rather than the fact that you don't realize you're completely fucking with this person's head right now and they're feeling stupid. She was looking up. She's like, oh my God, somebody come take me out of this place. What have I done here?
Also, she just was like, can I go to bed now? I just got off a plane. Like, I didn't know I'd be part of like Masterpiece Theater on like my fucking first night here.
I'm so disappointed in you. He started
finally,
doing that
after
shit.
Like gaslighting her, he's like, so you want to eat something?
Yeah, you got enough money for that?
Woo! I love that she went petty with it.
There you go. I was like, you know what? You have every right. Like, you earlier, like, please don't let me get Trini up in this van. And I'm saying, you know what? This motherfucker across from you might as well be Neo, because you need to be Trini up in here right now and fucking destroy this dude. And so then She really goes, yeah, okay, motherfucker, I'll go fix myself up. Go order your weird ass, like, chopped up Italian spaghetti noodle. I don't know what the fuck they were eating.
Okay, what was that? With a side of mozzarella stick?
I don't know what I saw.
And green beans? I couldn't process what the fuck
I couldn't
going
believe
on
it was really quick, but I thought I could have. I don't know what kind of plate
it was.
It
wasn't quick, and I paused it, and it still did not make more sense.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, people saying it's a mid just okay, catfish dinner. It made sense.
So wait, it could comes only with see spaghetti?
Yeah,
catfish
yeah.
Catfish dinner?
Like side spaghetti, like out the like a hot tray kind of spaghetti. Not like you ordered spaghetti at the Italian restaurant. It's like get your fried fish with your side of spaghetti, you know, green beans, whatever the fuck it was.
Whenever I've had fried catfish, it doesn't look like that.
Well, like we're like the K1s.
You live, you learn.
Like
maybe
the K1s.
I've never had it in the Midwest.
As they say, they just say it's a Midwest thing. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's a Midwest thing bonus. Shout out Murphy Lee. And again, that's another reason why you should go to twitch.tv/420dayfiance, because while you may be listening to this and screaming it's a Midwest thing, people are telling us this in real time and we're seeing it. Okay. So she gets back out. They're having, you know, they want to eat or whatever. And, you know, he's just saying, hey, can I be honest with you? You know, it's just, this is kind of wild. You know, this is all fucking weird. You know, I feel completely deceived. She's like, you're struggling, it looks like. And I'm actually a little worried about this because you're presenting this version like you have a lot of money, wearing nice suits, big chunky watches, nice belts, nice shoes, etc. But then I get here and your roof is holier than the imam. I don't know what the fuck this place is. Can you help? Can you explain this to me? And dude, he's struggling to even like explain that part, except to just get more angry about it.
I mean, I'm still so angry that he thought that this lame ass plan was going to work after he led with his money.
Right.
Like I tweeted about this a long time ago, but it's like, you know, rappers are always like, oh, why can't I have something real with these hoes?
And, right.
Or whatever. Not all rappers. Whatever. It's a stupid tweet. I'm not going to retell it. The point is, if you're going to lead with your money and then start dating people that are attracted by that, you are exactly doing the thing you don't want to do, which is what you said. And it's not dating a gold digger, correct? Mm-hmm. If you meant that. Jorge,
yeah,
then maybe don't say shit to Anfisa,
right,
who very much made no qualms about wanting that life because you led with that life.
Yeah.
So it's like either you want people to like you for who you are and then don't lead with your money, or you lead with your money and you're okay with whatever fucking arrangement.
Yeah, comes what may. Exactly. Knowing if you fishing with a net that big, bound to get some stray boots in there.
A tire.
Exactly. But present yourself as you are, maybe you get the right fish. I don't know. That's a fucking weird metaphor. Either way, he's so fucking whack. And like you're saying, he went down there leading with his money, his cash money. He didn't go down there dressed in flip-flops, okay, with his, you know, hair looking all dusty. He came down there looking like he wanted to project his wealth and success. And that's who, if that's important for him, for whoever is going to be fucking with him to know that. And then to then at the last minute be like, oh, no. Did I make a mistake with this vapid plan of mine? And now I need to do a shit test? Nah. But honestly, she is actually willing to try. He doesn't know that. But she was saying that in her, you know, producer interviews, saying, I mean, it looks like we got work to do. She wasn't like, ugh, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
She didn't say I'm out. She was just like, I would have liked to have fucking known
what the fuck it was.
For this.
And I'm like, shit, man, you really are fucking, woo.
She's a ride or die, but it is wasted on this corny.
I need a ride or die chick. Woo. The Locks? Produced by Timbaland? Come on now. Smoke, dro, drink, liquor like the fuck till I come. Okay. Let's go back to a commercial break, I think. We're done with this. We'll come back and then we'll meet y'all in the Dominican, que lo que, right after this.
420 Day Fiance.
Oh, 20, oh, 20. America's so fucking tight. America.
Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to the head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to the head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to the motherfucking skull piece. You really should come by the streams if you haven't. It's a really good time. We learn all kinds of shit all the time from each other. Shall we talk about Kara and Guillermo?
Yes.
First of all, you know, she's going down the Dominican to get him. They're going down to get... The biggest thing is I just got to say, you know what? Kara, at first I was like, who's this lady? What's with Rich Face? But she comes down, stepping out in DR, speaking Spanish. Like,
how fucking good is her Spanish?
I was like, you know what? Good for you. You took away one of the biggest weapons we usually have to criticize people on this show.
And not just that, but she was like delighted to speak it.
Oh, yeah.
And to like hang out with his brother. And she just kept getting more excited.
Right.
And her friend who's fucking speaking fluently to her. And clearly they have a great relationship.
She's like, wow, oh, my God, Chris, que lo que? And he's like, oh, my God, que lo que, cara? She's like, no, nada aquí, pasando el rato. And like, what the fuck?
It was so fucking cute.
She's like, ah, que vaina. And I'm like, what the fuck? Huh? Good for her. That's all I got to say. She's got her bilingual thing going on. She's down there meeting up, shoulder to shoulder, getting excited. Her Guillermo's brother, Chris, though, he's worried. He's like, look, Guillermo's still 23. I'm not sure how he's going to adapt. Then they start talking about, you know, she's like, I'm like a sugar mama. You know what I mean? Ow. And everyone's like,
and he's like, I'm not a baby. I'm not a sexy toddler. Okay.
Yeah. You know? And then we find out about a term called Sanky Panky.
Mm-hmm.
Where I guess a brown boy gets with an older white woman.
Yeah.
For the papers.
Yeah. Not necessarily like sex work. It's like, let me get next to you. Let me figure something out. Now we got another relationship. Are you gonna? Can you pay my bills? Can you get me a K-1 visa? And they start playing around, joking like that. And he's like, "That's not what this is. Stop. Oh, this is a serious relationship, Chris. I love her, and we're gonna be together." And you know, she keeps the jokes up, but again, he's adamant. Okay, he's a big boy. He's not a toddler. They move on. The time comes for them to go to the U.S. And he goes over all his documents. He's making sure he has it all ready for the immigration officers. And, you know, he does admit he's really nervous to be away from his older brother, too. And, you know, you kind of see.
I love the expression octopus in my belly.
Right. Yeah. I was so funny when she was, like, also, like, demonstrating for the camera. She's like, oh, boop-boon. And she was like. Like this. I was like, oh, okay, I get it. I was like, yeah, I'm hungry. I will eat that, even though I know they're very smart creatures. You know, I'm sorry. It's just a cultural thing I'm trying to work through. So they get there. Leaving the Dominican was fine. Then they get to the U.S. And now that she's putting, they're building up so much drama of like, I don't know what's going to happen. We got the visa. Even though he has an expired passport, we don't know what's going to happen. I'm like, I'd imagine if you got the visa, despite all this, that it's all good. Like, when you show up with that, you're not trying to pull up being like, I didn't know it couldn't be expired type shit. You got some real papers to say like, yo, I'm trying to immigrate here. Plus, use your white lady powers. So they get there, and they're getting off the plane. And she's like, hopefully it's not that bad. And then they cut to a card. It's like, they were detained by immigration officers immediately.
They love playing that, like, music that's just, like...
Yeah.
Just, like, ICE has come to get you music.
Right.
Which is just so manipulative, because then later they just come out, they're like, yeah, he just said he was Venezuelan. They were like, okay, you can go.
Right.
Like, all right, well, thanks.
Sick, bruh. Sick. It's expired.
Like, feel free to manipulate my feelings about other stuff, but immigration? Yeah. That's kind of cruel.
Well, it's for American people to gawk at, you know? Clearly. You can tell by the lack of, like, awareness around the editing or anything. Fucking B-roll, the music. But, yeah, they get through. It's fine. you know, she had the star from Wario, and she got through immigration like it was nothing. Leave her alone, okay? Shall we move on?
Let's do it.
Eve, who's 48 and from Albuquerque, and she's with
Muhammad. This is our first new couple in this episode.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And Muhammad, who is 25, from Alexandria, Egypt. Her little establishing shit we see, she's just, you know, she's hitting somebody with a jade rock, doing some kind of, like, cupping, but then acupuncture mixed with, like, a tone rod. It was, like, sonic puncture, Sonic the Punk Charge stuff. I don't know.
It was really interesting because she said she's, like, Apache.
Yeah, she said, that's how I got into my natural healings. That's my vibe right now. I love the natural healings. I got all these interesting things.
Cupping I totally knew and have seen before.
Uh-huh.
But the sound rod thing I have not seen before.
I have not seen that.
There's like a lot to sound stuff being like good for your body, different vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
I say as a woman that has gone to 3 sound baths in the last week and a half.
Vibe baths.
It really was. It was a real vibe every time.
I mean, there's something. I mean, look, you know, it's all vibrations, you know. It's all vibrations, all frequencies, it's all harmonic. She's a single mom, and she has a son, Theron, who's 12. He has autism, Down syndrome, and she says stage 2 kidney disease. It needs to be catheted, I think, once every three hours. So he needs a lot of care. And she... For her, she really talks about how much she loves her son. This is a privilege for her and an opportunity, not a tragedy, as she says. Some other people might look at it. And the father of the child, they separated because it became clear that he wasn't really built for like raising a child who has special needs and also probably just being a husband. And she's like, yeah, you know what? We're not, this isn't for me. So they separated like 8 years ago. And now she's all about the healing. She's just focused now. And because she's just had so much stress and turbulence in her personal life. And Muhammad one day just slid in her fucking DMs. One day out of the blue with that six pack. Mm.
You know what I liked is when she talked about Theron and she said, some people talk about how having like a kid with special needs is like sad for them at first. And she says how she just feels so honored to be his mom.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's just such a gift that I'm the one that gets to be his mom. And I was like, that's the kind of shit that like, if I was ever going to be a kid that then grows up and accidentally finds footage of myself or my mom on the reality show.
Right.
That is the shit that I would want to hear.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's got that. It's that perspective. I think that's so many people just need to have in general. She's willing to look at the opportunities, things like life affords her. And that's exactly how she put it. You know,
it's a dope way of looking at things. Cause I also feel the same way about like the, I mean, whatever, like terminology and language evolves slowly, but just the idea that I always felt like, no, I'm crazy, but now there's like neurodivergent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And neurotypical, which like, I know it's probably annoying for a lot of people, but for me, at least, it's like the beginning of other people maybe growing up and not feeling like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like they're the off version of a regular thing.
Yeah, for real.
Anyway.
You know, shout out there. Shout out the angels. For they
Theron
cometh
is
down.
An angel in heaven.
For them to cometh down. Of, honor us. Us microbes, a single cell organism.
Muhammad or however that shit works out.
So she's getting the house ready. I guess one day she starts getting into their backstory. She's prepping the house for his arrival. She said she tagged a bikini pic on the gram with fit body. And then he fucking showed up. They show a screen cap of what allegedly the first exchange was. Now, I don't know if the producers just produced this, manufactured it, just give us something visual, or if this was in fact how the conversation started. But I had to pause it because it read, so nice profile. She responds, thank you. Hello. I'm Eve, pronounced Eve. What's your name? My name is Muhammad. Nice to meet you. I hope your day has gone well. Now, is that dry ass conversation for real?
That's just a mass fishing that happens in everyone's DMs, but to that woman, it was connection.
She's like, oh my God, did you guys hear what he said? So nice profile. I think this is the one. This is the one for sure. I mean, I told him I wanted his day to go well, and then he didn't respond, but I know he knows. So that's why I'm like, I think that was almost too dry to conceivably be a real conversation, but I don't know. I'm not really out here hollering at people on Instagram.
It's totally real. It's like the, you know, mahogany.
Oh, shout out mahogany and the huerto puerto. Sir, senor, can I get orto puerto?
Orto puerto.
Let me get orto puerto. Okay.
So this didn't go how I thought with mahogany.
No.
So I'm going to stalk her to another place.
Yeah, to a secondary location. Okay, maybe the corto, who knows? Apparently, once things got going, they FaceTimed right away. It was a wrap. Then after a while, she went to Egypt. He proposed. And they've now been waiting 2 years to reunite. But now he's got that K1. And as she's preparing, she's like, oh, I guess I can't wear my coochie cutter shorts. I mean, my booty shorts. These are very tiny. I don't know if he's going to like it. Her friend is like, I'm sorry, did he ask you to do that? She's like, well, you know, in Muslim culture, you can't show your arms or your legs. And I'm just trying to be respectful.
And like, I assume your butt cheeks, he never brought it up. But like, I just assume that you can't have your ass out.
Right.
Like,
right.
Not sure.
I don't know. I know. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that would be interesting if she showed up with assless chaps on. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. This is bad, too.
She's like, I'm respectful. My knees and elbows covered.
Okay.
I am wearing a headscarf.
Her, you know, then she's like, her homegirl's like, you know, Muhammad is my son's age. And that motherfucker a child. So I'm just wondering if this is good for you. You know, you're fully an adult now than a mother. This dude is a child. And again, she's like, you know, it's like, I don't see age at all. But overall, she does say that she is a little concerned about hearing all the time people ask about this age gap and like what it means and blah, blah, blah. So that's on her plate. But luckily, she got the squad. What'd you think of the squad? All her yogi homegirls.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just know that I was tired immediately and
really,
I just felt exhausted because she just is like, really, there's no limits with the squad. And then she doesn't answer any of their incredibly prying sex questions. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. Either you're like pitching me this like ridiculously like stereotypical version of femininity that is like, I don't know. That's like, I guess, Samantha. And
yeah,
the
a
girls
bunch of Samanthas.
Brunch.
Right.
It's like, it's not that we don't talk about dick. We're just not corny about it. Also, if the one person's like looks incredibly ashamed the entire time, you don't like just keep going. Like, she doesn't want to do this.
Yeah.
It's not consensual. I don't.
Okay. I don't. So how long until you fucked him? So is he a virgin? Does he know where the clit is? Does he tweak the nipples?
Like,
does he come fast? Does he drink?
His family and country can watch this. Everyone in every country can watch this. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. I think they were a little, for yogis, they were resonating at a high frequency. The one thing that I did appreciate was when they just started prodding and then they started asking like questions rather than like whatever the fuck that was, it got to the point where she's like, they're like, so what's going on? Do you know anything about this guy? This doesn't seem like a good idea. And she's like, you know, we're your friends. So we're going to ask you this at the very least. I mean, first we're going to ask you, does he come fast? Then we'll say, do you think that you may not be exploring the deficit in emotional nourishment that you've been experienced since your divorce? Or since your separation from Theron's father. I don't know. That's one way of putting it. I don't know. Just trying to be a squad yogi. Okay, that's just me. But yeah, she didn't really like when they're like, do you want to maybe use the full 90 days to get to know him?
That's like the only reasonable thing that they said.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, you're being bad friends. When you made me draw his dick from memory on the cocktail napkin, I was still in it.
I have to pay for
this.
They said I have to pay for the napkin because you made me use a Sharpie on it. So that's coming. I hope you've got that. Good luck paying for that. It's not coming out of my end. But yeah, the friends. We'll see what happens. What do you think? Do you think this is going to work? Or do you think this is a straight up meteoric catastrophe?
I don't think anyone, with very few exceptions, maybe. Mostly anyone should marry the person they lose their virginity to.
I don't like that there's a kid involved. And I'm curious what moves happen with Muhammad. Like, is she going to datify? What is she doing? I mean, she's pretty clearly like, he knows, Theron knows who his dad is. So is she going to do a thing where she's like, stay in this fuck pad. And then like, if shit's working out, then like, obviously I'll introduce you to my son. But until then, what's good? I don't know if I can't recall if we saw that in the preview for the season. But anyway.
Yeah, you can't datify a 25-year-old who just busted a nut for the first time and datify him into a dad of a special needs kid that can't really have like fuckery going on in his life. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about Jabri and Miona. We start off with him. He's getting ready for her arrival. He's getting his car washed. He's hollering at his boy, David. That's the Serbian homie who even kicked off the whole Serbian experience for Jabri. And, you know, at one point he's like in the car wash. He's leaving him a voicemail. This guy, this had to have been produced. He had his fucking window open in a drive-through car wash.
You know how I know it wasn't produced?
Huh?
Because of the man whose face they blurred that works at the car wash that was just like, I'm pretty sure, just dead ass staring at him and his window open. And he was just like,
"You really?
This fucking idiot. He looks like a fool. I'm not helping him with his fucking window."
Right. He's like, he's like, "Ah, shit." He got sprayed.
And it was on his shirt and stuff. And it was inside his car.
Oh. This move when you're just holding your hands up, assessing the damage. And he's like, hold on, I got to roll up my window. I was like, honestly, that was some good physical comedy. I guess
you should have worn a larger cowboy hat.
Yeah, right.
Through from all that spray.
So he's saying that Miona and David got beef. Like they don't fuck with each other. And when he finally does get him on the phone, this David is talking like the Serbian version of the situation. He's like, so, you know, the Black Serbs IG is popping. You know, have you checked it out? You know, I'm Swag Daddy D. You know, he mentioned some other person in the band with like a really funny nickname. He's like, I was talking to blah, blah, blah. I was like, who the fuck are these characters, man? They're like,
I don't know, but I'd watch a show about
them. I know. I'm like, I want to see like Jabri and David, like their weird friendship is so interesting to me to the point. Jabri is out here speaking Serbian. David is like now from the hood. There's another friend with a funny nickname. They're all these like real weird quirky musicians. During the call, Miona comes up. He's like, oh, you got to pick up Miona up. And David is like, yeah, all right, good luck with that. And he's, you know, basically he's like, yeah, all right, that's just going to work out. And he's like, it hurts to hear that, man. It hurts to hear you like just hate on the relationship, man. I need your support. And he's like, you know, but David didn't give her a chance, you know? I don't know. I think it was a bad move, as Jabri admits that he completely fucked up the momentum of the band by leaving to go to Serbia. However, I don't know if that's really the case because he left in the pandemic And it's
he said it was the pandemic that like essentially fucked their shit up.
Right.
You had to hit a pause on the band.
Right. And I get that because what the fuck are you going to do? But to them, they felt, you know, they really took that as like, and that was the end of the band. Now, sure, maybe. Or also maybe the band was ending and that was just kind of everybody being real about it. However, they still talk about it like it's a thing. So TBD. But yeah, David is then just kind of like, I don't know, man. Real skeptical about this chick, bro. Because she met a black dude from a pop band that's, you know, doing
huge
real...
Huge in Serbia.
I think he said Eastern Europe. I think he zoomed out
really
a little
did.
Bit.
He really did.
And hey, they might be. I don't know. I don't know the scene out there. And he's like, you know, huge band, you know, platinum records, you know, first class everything, 5-star, you feel me? Thinking that you're going to bring her to the U.S., you know, is she for real? That's what I'm saying. You gotta, ask around. You know what I mean? You gotta ask around. So, sure, he's still very, you know, he doesn't want to let any of that negativity creep in because he really likes her, man. He really likes her. Like you can tell, he's putting so much energy.
Some of the saddest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, because he. It's funny, like, you can tell all that class clown energy, right? He puts it into, like, doing these extra little things and shit. And then I'm like, oh, man, like, maybe there's, like, an interesting person there who maybe doesn't need to tether him, like, drag himself down to the bottom of the sea with someone demanding to be like, I don't accept your life. Now change to an impossible thing now.
Also, he got her so many gifts and a pink cowgirl. Pink cowgirl boots and a pink cowgirl hat.
Yes.
Then he ripped his pants, but that he decided was not a part of the plan he needed to work on. He was like, I got all these gifts. Who cares like my ass cheeks are hanging out when I meet her for the first time?
He really dropped it low and then picked up the box, blew out the butthole on it. And then I liked how he was low key. You know, when you blow out, you know, you do some shit like that. And you kind of dab near your asshole to see, like, if you blew out the fucking hole. Like, you'd
he
is
goes,
it really
oh, no, how bad is it?
But he was really fingering that thing tenderly, I got to say. He kept really being like, what the fuck? I was like, motherfucker, this shit is ripped, okay? Nobody's going to know unless someone's standing directly beneath you or you're doing, like, high kicks. So just keep it moving, and you'll be all right. But I
kind of... No, once he blew out the butthole,
yeah.
Then anytime you walk,
right.
Then the seam is just going to keep opening until I make a vagina with my finger.
Right. Or the Assassin's Creed logo, you feel me? Oh, shit. You know what I mean? Y'all are out there. Oh, man. Assassin's Creed, man. Fuck that game.
He's like, I prepared a literal red carpet to bring to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't change into a pair of pants where the booty hole is intact.
But they weren't that blown out. I mean, it's blown out, but you're fine.
Miles, no.
What?
No.
You can't walk out there with blown out butt?
No, not blown out butt first time.
It blew out more near the ball sack. Like if I was standing and you were looking dead at my ass, you would not know that it's a hole there.
But what if I went and squeezed your ass and I was like, oh my God, first time.
And I'm like, this is why I don't come to Burbank Airport. They just exactly. Could be assaulting you in here. What's up, babe? First time? What the fuck? At the Burbank Airport? Welcome to Bob Hope Airport, motherfucker. No shame. Honestly,
Bob Hope, you get out of this.
Okay. Wow. Again, no, but all respect to Burbank Airport. That's actually the best place to fly to.
No, we can't tell people. No.
They don't know. People don't know. It's fine.
Burbank is a terrible airport. Never fly.
That's what happens. They're going to touch your blown out butthole of your pants and be like, first time in Burbank.
I have blown out the vagine in so many of my fleece yoga pants.
Wow. From just hitting just hitting moves?
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe I'm too flexible for this world.
Ow. You know what I mean? You blow out yoga pants? Damn. Like, isn't that shit made to be like for people who are limber and shit?
I guess not.
Okay. Ow. Okay. Let them know. So, yes, he's there. pink cowboy boots, pink cowboy hat, ready to, you know, announce the arrival for his Serbian Nubian queen. And, you know, he gets in his cheap-ass Fashion Nova suit again, gets down there, and he got his little red carpet set up, and he's all mad some motherfucker walked on it because you set it up in the middle of a fucking airport. What the fuck do you think is going to happen?
It doesn't look like it's for anyone specifically because your ass is hiding behind a column.
Right.
So it doesn't look like that carpet belongs to anybody.
Looking like some fucking weird ass, like pink cowboy Jack Ruby trying to pop out to shoot Lee Harvey Oswald and shit. Like, where's the motherfucker at? Don't see me. Hey, get off my red carpet. Like,
he looked like a groomsman at a wedding in the 90s.
Yeah, right. But like a very fashion forward one, because, you know, the pink, the color of the suit was nice. You know what I mean? But that's what happens
it's
when you get.
It's not about the color of the suit. It was about the whole thing.
Oh, the suit with the, the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Felt very Cadillac man.
Also the carpet. I mean, the whole thing. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, fast forward. We finally meet Miona, and she is a full 10 shades whiter than any footage that we have seen.
Wow. I was like, hold on. Is that Miona?
Oh, my God.
Huh? But no.
Did you not shit yourself when you saw how white?
I was like, come on now. You really low energy with this scam. You just do it for the picture. If it's really just for the picture? Really?
Like,
really?
You could have gotten, I don't know, like, you should have come with a spray tan or a regular tan or something just to kind of,
I don't think she
transition from blackfishing to your regular color. But when you come with your regular color after all that,
uh-huh.
How are you supposed to reconcile that?
Yeah. I don't know. She really.
I thought there was something wrong with my TV. I'm like, is this black and white now?
Yeah.
She looks like a Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I was like, yo, she's sick. She's sick. Look.
Of being
something
white.
Happened to her. All her melanin. She got that disease where your melanin leaks out. You hate to see it. You hate to see it, Jabri. Your Nubian queen, man. What happened, man? So again, this poor dude, nobody's fucking with her. They have a nice moment. I mean, he really cares about her. That's why I feel really bad, because she already said, yo, if I don't live in LA, I'm off this. So I'm like, Jabri, man, you may end up being just a joker with a broken heart, man. I don't know. I like how
remember Anfisa?
Uh-huh.
Like, she acted like she didn't give a fuck, but she gave a fuck.
Right.
It's like an Eastern European thing.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you probably wouldn't even know if she gave a fuck.
Yeah.
But you know who doesn't give a fuck? Me.
I wish if only she had just came as the Serbian lady. I might have.
What color do you think she's going to be when she meets his mom?
Didn't they show a clip of that at the end of the episode?
Maybe.
I don't think she pulled up trying to look like Lil' Kim or some shit. But yeah, I don't know. We'll
I
see.
Wonder if the mom's going to be like, I've seen pictures of you.
Yo, it's going to be interesting.
Just holding up a phone.
I honestly,
next to
I don't
face.
Think she's really going to be. I wonder how, like, if she really understands, like, the nuances of what she's doing. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to get you smoke. Like, I'm sure she knows, like, yeah, whatever. It might not be tasteful. But it's like, no. Like, you're going to get fucking cooked pulling up like
that. Do
you
think? How old is she?
23, I think. She's also young.
Yeah, 23, though.
We'll see. You know,
let's
we'll
see how long she's in the United States and what color she ends up being.
I know. I was like, yo, I saw her at the Dodger game and she was like, she had like the Chola thing going on. She really out here shapeshifting and shit. And
I'm like, yeah, she was leading the Ukrainian protest.
Yeah. It's like I saw her at the Ukraine.
Crazy.
And then Jabri called her his hyena. I was like, what the fuck? What? And then he had the Dickies on with the Cortezes and the white socks, bro. And the flannel like this with the one button. I don't know what he was doing. But I don't know. We'll see. Again, I don't know if they're going to make it to L.A., but all it takes is one song, like he said. And I do believe in that, the power of one song. Right? Don't we all?
One song, glory.
One song to make it right. One song to get down, to get out of my mom's house tonight. All right, let's move on. Should we take a break?
Wait, before we leave, we find out how he hit on her for the first time, which was he asked about her friend. And
right.
He goes, that was smooth though, right?
No.
Because it's stupid. Like, everybody's always telling you, like, oh, you're pretty. You're nice. Like, that's probably
what like, you girl? Think that. Who's the other
so
one?
So I roll up here being like, I don't care for you and I like your friend. And she's like, what? And then she goes, that's so stupid. Please don't use that method.
Nah, that's cool. That's from that's pickup artist shit. I started off with a neg, basically, and put you in a position to already have to question why I chose her over you. Purportedly the friend in the duo who believes they look better. So I've actually inverted the power dynamic in your friendship, and that little bit of imbalance is going to create an opening for me. That's how women think.
I fucking hate him so much.
She was like, I like how she was like, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard. Men do not use that method.
I'm glad she said that, but at the same time, you're with him, so.
Right, right. Woo. Okay. Shall we move on? Do we need to take a break or should we move on? I think we're going to take a break,
I mean, I don't really have a lot left. Do you?
I mean, we just got to talk about Ellamy and Kobe. Kobe. Kobe, my man. Kobe. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Did we take a break or no? What do we do? You tell me.
Whatever you want.
Okay. Let's take a break. Fuck it. We take a break and then we're gonna fucking come back. Okay? We'll be right back after this. 420 Day Fiancé.
America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back, y'all. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Check out the motherfucking live stream. Anyway, let's get back into it. Our last couple, Emily and Kobe. Kobe, my man. They won the Gemini Crockett's Flossed in Paradise big prize package. And they're prepping for arrival. I'm sorry, I can't stop talking about the Fifth Element when I see Kobe, my man. she is picking out some outfits to wear, some sexy outfits to model, to just, you know, get in the mood. And her buttoned up older sister, Madeline, she's like looking at those. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's sexy. Okay, yeah, those are great. Uh-huh. But like her sister looked a little bit uncomfortable. And shout out to her like whole aesthetic, which I love, which is elementary school art teacher. I feel it. And I like that. There's something about it. It reminded me of like a librarian or someone who was nice to me as a child who dressed like that. I think it was her necklace that felt very like 80s teacher. Like it's a big blocky color necklace. I don't know. I was like, what is that shit? Shout out to that necklace. Anyway, but her plan
just makes you feel safe and like you can do art.
Yeah, exactly. And she'll just be so like supportive. Even if I think it's trash, she's like, wow, that's really interesting. I'm like, really?
Yeah. And she'll be like, no, I've never seen anyone put colors together quite in this way.
What made you decide to mix green, brown, purple, and red? I don't know. I just felt that was in the song we heard. Okay, great.
That's what makes you a genius.
Wow. Thank you. So she's, you know, she has a plan. Kobe and her are about to be together for the first time in a long time. Okay, like something like 2 years, I guess.
2 years.
And her plan is, look, she wants to have sex, but she wants to have it like with that smash without the baby. She needs one night baby free for a smash sesh. During the time they're apart, Kobe was not as horny and was not into cybering like Emily.
Cybering, he didn't go to our cybering convention.
No.
He did not listen to our cybering TED Talk.
Yeah. Were we trying to get people to not cyber?
To come to a sobering reality about his lack of cybering.
Why aren't you cybering with her? We come out, gotcha questions. He's on a talk show. We're like, Kobe, we have a lie detector test that you took backstage. And we just want to read the results. Question one, do you like cybering? No. Boo! See that? Get into cybering.
And I come out there and I smash a computer on his head.
Yeah. Oh my God. But it's a cake. Yeah. And it's a mashup of that Netflix show.
It's always a cake.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, she's going to smash that big thing. It's a cake. It's an angel food cake, folks. Oh, wow.
And then everyone's delighted.
Everyone's delighted. And we haven't helped anyone in an episode ever. We kind of, I'm like, and that's it, folks. Forget about their problems. Yeah. Kobe, not into it. She is. Madeline, though, she really hopes the meetup works out, you know, because Emily's been really self-conscious. So sex, you know, will be a benefit. It'll be a good confidence boost because she's really worried about how Kobe's going to react to, you know, like seeing her in so long. And, you know.
It makes me really sad. And again, if you carried a baby and made a whole ass fucking person,
mm-hmm.
I mean, not just in that case, but especially, please do not worry about, oh, I don't look how I did before I had a kid. Yeah, you're a different fucking person. Yeah. And that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Your partner better be supportive as fuck about that.
Unfortunately.
Also, if you just gained weight and you were in no way pregnant, also same.
I mean, it feels like she can tell that probably by the way he talks already, that is something that she has to be worried about. I can't imagine that he's like, he doesn't say things like, oh, I wonder like what you look like. You know what I mean? Like things that aren't making her self-conscious.
I mean, when they do see each other for the first time,
I was like, am I talking to my Japanese relatives?
He says, it's not about how she looks.
Right.
And she thinks that's a compliment and goes, aw.
She was trying to take that L and make it sting less, make it a lowercase L. But it, yeah, that wasn't, because he straight up said, his exact words was, you know, she gained weight. She's changed. She gained weight. That's, yo, keep, oh my God. Okay. You know, I know.
How about you start off with, she's more beautiful than the last but time also, I
like,
saw her.
Part of me is like, damn, reminds me of being around like some of my relatives in Japan though too. Like, you know, culturally, like you just pull up, you're like, oh shit, you fat now. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, fuck.
That's how Ukrainians roll too.
You know what I mean? You're like, damn. Yes, sure. Things are different. But that's not who I am. And then, you know, it's like just like just getting that out of the way. Like, all right, see, would be blunt force trauma to the face with my observational humor. So, but back then, or back before all this happens, she meets up with her friend Sean, who she used to party fucking hardy with. Apparently, they would go out, they would do contests like who can pull more in one night, who can get more numbers, you know, who does what. And she really trusts him, so she's really interested in what he thinks of Kobe. And he's like, he takes it to Shadyville real quick. And again, not shady that it's unwarranted, but he's like, I'm sorry, like, how long? Like, you've only known him like 2 months and you had a child and now you're going to get married? It's like, well, he said 1 month. So like, it was actually 2 months. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. It was 2 months. This is going to work. You feel good about that? That's just some light hateration in this dancery for you, but can you handle that? And she's kind of like, it'll be okay. She forgot how to fuck.
I think she's gonna get pregnant with the second baby.
You know,
we already said this episode night. One.
She is pregnant. Okay. Especially when she left to go to Kansas City. And she was like, bye, Colbin. Okay, buddy, take care. Okay, mama got to go get this dick. Okay, see you later. Mm.
Call her Saran because that shit is a wrap.
A wrap. Okay, another G'd Up reference, actually. Shout out to that. But you think you're going to use protection? We already found out the last episode she wasn't using birth control, right? Like when her mom was like, are you using birth control? I was like, nah, but I don't want to take it. And then you're going to use condoms? I think we have a pregnancy made in reality television heaven where literally the first time you have sex, it's leading to another pregnancy. So
it's like that nightmare situation that you were always told.
Oh, about, yeah.
Like pregnancy.
You have sex once without a condom, you're pregnant. If it even touches, if the genitals touch without condoms, it's the end of the world. Just so you know. Just so you know. That's how I feel.
Same if you let anybody touch your titties.
Oh, it's done.
Still pregnant.
Yeah.
Regardless.
You have an STD? Oh, somebody touched your breasts? Hold on. You touched a breast? Did you wash your hands after? Oh, no.
You got hand syphilis now. Good luck with that.
You know you can get herpes underneath your fingernails for touching boobs. I don't know if that's the case, coach.
Hope you're happy having chlamydia in your ears.
Listen to me. You going to question your baseball coach like that? I can't believe how disrespectful some of you kids are. Hey, sir, what are you doing in this classroom? Oh, shit, I got to get out of here. What did that man say to you guys? I don't know. He said he was our baseball coach and we get finger herpes. What a school, huh? Who else had that kind of experience in school with this guy who kept showing up pretending he was a baseball coach with weird takes on sex?
And then, and that's why you don't pretend that you're not fucking, and he just throws his fake arm at you. Call back.
I can't believe, did people keep up with that one? If you mapped that one out on paper, that was like a fucking, like, sacred geometry looking sketch.
I mean, Arrested Development.
Shout out. So she gets on the way to pick him up, though. She does realize she's doing the dumbest thing, which is that she's not telling this man who has never met his son before, who is now like
he's not going to meet his son
17
tonight.
Or 18 months, who's so excited to meet his child that when he gets there, it's, I'm sorry, but I know you want to get home, but your manager just called and you actually got to put in a shift at the dick factory tonight. So, you're going to have to, that's just one of those dreams you're going to have to put a pin in for a second because we're fucking, I don't know. But when they embraced, they really were, you know, they did seem excited for each other. I hope it works. I mean, they damn near going to have another kid.
I really don't think it will.
But
sorry about it.
Yeah. And also her one.
I want good things for that baby.
Right. Right.
That mini Kobe.
Right. We'll see. I mean, and then her one thigh high boot was drifting down in that last shot. I was like, oh no, come on.
Lord.
I know it's been a minute, you know, but you got to pay attention. You're not Carrie Kittles with one up, one down. You know, they say LL Cool J of thigh high boots, one up, one down. Keep them uniform, you know? And again, I'm not trying to shame. I'm really into symmetry, so it bothers me. And that's my own shit. And I probably shouldn't have verbalized that on this podcast. So I'm working through that. What else?
I think that's a wrap.
That is a wrap. Change your name to it. Change your name to Kling, because we're codependent. And that's a wrap. We will see y'all soon. Thank you so much for listening. Check us out at 420 Day Fiance, wherever the at symbols are used. Twitch.tv/420Day Fiance, obviously, to check out the Twitch streams. Check out patreon.com/420Day Fiance. Shout out to everybody who supports us on Patreon. You truly, well and truly keep this show going. And from the bottom of our hearts, including Brian and Casey, shout out to all y'all.
Shout out, Brian. Shout out, Casey.
Shout out, Brian. Shout out, Casey. We'll see y'all for a super spreader event tomorrow for the chicken people. And yeah, until next time, what else do I say? Oh, yeah, I guess I say, hey, I've been Sophia Alexander. You can find me at The Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A on Twitter and Instagram. Check out my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with Courtney Kosak, and also my album Father's Day. And just check the socials for other relevant links, okay?
And, of course, I have been Miles Gray, mm-hmm. and you can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray.
Hey. That's
Gray with an A. And you know this.
Mm-hmm.
You love this.
Mm-hmm.
I have another podcast that I go ham on. It is called The Daily
Podcast. Oh, yeah.
It's every day
mm-hmm.
with me and Jack O'Brien
yep.
and really fucking cool guests, though.
Absolutely.
Check that out. Literally every damn day.
Yep, yep, yep. All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. And, you know, keep eating that trash, man. Bye.
Meow. Meow.
Oh, 20 Day Fiance.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.